Are you really buying a car online on AutoTrader right now?
Really? I can get super specific with dealer listings and see cars based on my budget.
Mom!
You can really have it delivered.
Or pick it up.
Mommy, look!
I think your kid is walking up the slide.
Really?
AutoTrader. Buy your car online. Really?
It's America's 250th birthday, and I'm going to shop the furniture America's waited 250 years for at Bob's Discount Furniture. At Bob's, they've got ultra-comfy power reclining sofas with genuine leather seats, stylish dining sets with convenient lift-top storage, best-selling bedrooms with over 700 five-star reviews, and a feature-packed pop-up sleeper sofa with built-in shelving, charging, storage, and those signature Bob-opedic seats. So, stop in or shop online at Bob's Discount Furniture, where America shops for furniture.
Top Gun Murder.
Hey, Mav.
Cops say the acclaimed actor was stabbed to death by his girlfriend's son.
The shocking video as the suspect turns himself in. And we're staying.
I'm Leslie Stahl.
I'm Bill Whitaker.
I'm John Wertheim.
The three correspondents at 60 Minutes announce they're sticking with the show.
Then, tension at the racially charged trial of the student accused of killing a high school football star.
You can cut the emotion with the knife inside that courtroom.
Plus, why the embattled candidate for the U.S. Senate is being called the most toxic man on earth by his ex-girlfriend.
One woman said that he twisted her arm, shoved her into a room, locked her in that bedroom.
Simply not true.
Plus, cowgirl Taylor Swift.
I knew you.
And it's a bridal tradition, jumping into the water in your wedding dress. But can it be dangerous?
3, 2, 1.
Now, Inside Edition with Eva Pilgrim.
Hello, thanks for joining us. I'm Mary Calvi, in for Eva. He played a memorable role in the hit movie Top Gun Maverick. Now comes horrifying news. He's been stabbed to death, not in a random attack, but allegedly by his girlfriend's son, who was captured on surveillance video giving himself up. Jim Murray is outside the home with the latest.
It's the killing shocking Hollywood. That suspect, calmly walking away, is accused of butchering a beloved actor. And that's the suspect again, returning to the scene of the crime, flagging down cops to say he's the guy they're looking for. The victim is 81-year-old James Handy, and you're certain to recognize his face. Most recently, he played the bartender in Top Gun Maverick with Tom Cruise.
Hey, Mav. Jimmy.
James Handy was repeatedly stabbed in the chest. He was found in his yard here in the Tarzana section of Los Angeles. And who is the suspect? The son of Handy's girlfriend. In what sure sounds like the ravings of a madman, police say the suspect called 911 saying, "I'm the son of man. I just killed the man of sin." Police raced to the home, driving up on the lawn. Bloody clothes could be seen on the sidewalk. James Handy's career goes back 50 years. As a young character actor, he appeared in Taps.
Listen, kid, if you don't turn those weapons over immediately, you're going to jail.
He played an exterminator in Jumanji.
But we don't get bats like that in New England.
NYPD Blue, The West Wing, Castle, Law and Order, you name it, he's been in it. The suspect has been identified as Michael Gledhill. He's 44 years old. He and his mother and James Handy lived in the same house. His mother told the California Post, "I loved James and my son. I still can't believe it. I can't believe my son did it." This neighbor says he recently had an interaction with Gledhill that left him concerned.
The contents of his conversation were primarily, they're very paranoid. Like, somebody's out to get me. Your cameras are sitting here looking at me.
The shocking killing is reminding many of the stabbing deaths of Rob and Michelle Reiner, allegedly at the hands of their troubled son. Now, another senseless Hollywood slaying.
The suspect's mother says her son was diagnosed with schizophrenia but had recently stopped taking his medication. He's being held in the county jail on $2 million bail. Just 2 days after the bombshell news that 60 Minutes correspondent Scott Pelley had been fired, comes news that three of his veteran colleagues on TV's longest-running news show are staying. Amber Cogliano has more.
I'm Leslie Stahl.
I'm Bill Whitaker.
I'm John Wertheim.
They're staying. 60 Minutes veterans Leslie Stahl, Bill Whitaker, and John Wertheim announced today they are sticking with the show. In a memo to their 60 Minutes colleagues, they say, "We've had a hard time deciding whether to stay. We don't want to see 60 Minutes die." CNN's Brian Stelter.
These correspondents know that if they walk away now, the show would be in an even more precarious position.
It caps a tumultuous week at the legendary show. Veteran correspondent Scott Pelley was fired earlier this week after a contentious confrontation with the new 60 Minutes executive producer. Correspondents Sharon Alfonsi and Cecilia Vega were also both let go. The last few days, it's been a real-life drama. Would Leslie Stahl and the other two remaining correspondents stay or go? In announcing their decision, they heaped praise on Scott Pelley and the others, saying they fought for our 60 Minutes values and stood up to protect our independence and integrity.
They are saying they are not supportive of what has gone down. They are not in agreement about this overhaul of 60 Minutes. They don't want the show to dramatically change, but they say they're sticking around to try to preserve the show's reputation.
They ended the memo saying, "Here's to season 59.
Today, the new executive producer sent out a memo pledging to maintain the journalistic independence of 60 Minutes, adding they will continue to pursue stories emphasizing the show's traditions while also exploring new storytelling methods. High emotion today in the trial of the teen track star accused of killing a fellow high school athlete. The victim's parents broke out in tears as police body cam video of their son's final moments were played in court. Justin Finch has more, including the racial division surrounding the case.
Racial tensions escalating in the murder trial of a 19-year-old student who fatally stabbed a white high school athlete at a track meet outside Dallas. Outside the courthouse, pardoned January 6th Capitol rioter and white nationalist Jake Lang. There are also supporters of Carmelo Anthony, the young man on trial. Today, the jury was shown video of 17-year-old Austin Metcalf lying on the ground unresponsive after he was stabbed. His parents broke down in court. Austin's identical twin brother, Hunter, could be heard hysterically crying on the police body cam. "Oh my God, he's my best friend. He's my brother." Court TV anchor Cody Thomas is there.
It's very emotional. You could see the Metcalf family, you know, they had Kleenex circulating among them, and Jeff Metcalf, their father, at times he'd be looking at the video, he'd be listening to the testimony, and then he'd put his hands over his face and kind of just shake his head no.
Last year, Austin Metcalf's twin brother spoke out to WFAA in Dallas about the stabbing that resulted from a dispute over seating under a tent between the two athletes from different schools.
It was really senseless, really. I don't know why a person would do that to someone.
Today, a student testified he saw Austin Metcalf approaching Carmelo Anthony and push him. He testified that Anthony then pulled the knife out of his backpack, pushed Metcalf, and stabbed him in the chest, at which point the young football star lifted his shirt and said, "Oh my God." Carmelo Anthony maintains that he acted in self-defense. The murder trial is drawing national attention. Out of the 12 jurors and 6 alternates, there are 5 women of color, but no black jurors. Jury consultant Renato Stabile.
The fact that there are absolutely no black people on the jury is a little bit surprising. Statistically, you would expect to have one. And also the fact that the prosecutors struck the last 3 black jurors is causing an issue.
The judge says he wants to move the trial along quickly. It's expected to last 2 weeks. He's the most toxic man on earth. That's what the ex-girlfriend of Graham Plattner is saying. The latest controversy in Maine's battleground Senate race that could determine which party ends up controlling the Senate. But Plattner is hitting back, saying the allegations are politically motivated. Here's Allison Hall.
A new bombshell report is threatening to sink the Senate campaign of embattled Maine Democrat Graham Plattner.
For the second time this week, Graham Plattner faces new controversy.
Former girlfriend speaking out in a scathing report.
The New York Times spoke to 3 of Plattner's ex-girlfriends who described the former Marine as volatile, demeaning, and toxic. According to the Times, Lindsay Fifield, who dated Plattner in 2013, alleges Plattner could be rough with her, particularly when they were drinking. He regularly grabbed her by the shoulders.
During one argument, she claims Plattner twisted her arm behind her back and shoved her into a bedroom holding the door closed, telling her to remain there until she was calm.
She wrote in her diary that he was the most toxic, literally abusive man on earth who destroyed my life. Byfield is a conservative activist and a frequent guest on right-leaning podcasts. It was she who revealed that Plattner had a tattoo widely associated with the Nazi SS, which he covered up, claiming he didn't know it was connected with the most evil regime in history. But Byfield says he always knew what it symbolized.
There are some allegations in this piece that I just want to be kind of unequivocal about are simply not true.
Last night, Plattner appeared on MS Now and claimed Byfield is politically motivated, describing her as a lifelong GOP operative who's dedicated her career to electing Republicans.
Anything alleging physicality, anything alleging that I knew what my tattoo was, these are the statements of someone who's politically motivated.
At any point over the course of the past week, have you considered dropping out of the race?
No, not once.
The much-anticipated Maine primary is now just 4 days away. It's Cowgirl Taylor. Taylor Swift is sharing adorable video of her as a little girl. It's all to promote her new song, and there's a very good reason for the Western Wear flashback. But seeing you
tonight. Who's the cutie in a cowgirl hat and boots? It's Taylor Swift posting this adorable video of herself as a five-year-old as she announces her return to country music with a new song. Taylor is lending her voice to this summer's Toy Story 5 with her new country tune. The song was inspired by the movie's feisty cowgirl character, Jessie.
I want to talk to you, device.
Creating something for Jessie was a new challenge and also felt like second nature all at once, Taylor says. Speaking of pop megastars, look who's shutting down Times Square. It's Madonna. The Material Girl treated more than 50,000 fans to a free pop-up concert celebrating the start of Pride Month and her new album. And did actor Timothée Chalamet pay a price for all that courtside excitement at the NBA Finals? The diehard Knicks fan posted these photos, icing his knees as he chilled out between games. People underestimate the wear and tear on the body of a fan throughout the playoffs. Self-care is important, Timothée says. That laughing emoji might mean he's kidding.
Tonight's Game 2 is in San Antonio. Game 3 is Monday night in New York, and President Trump confirms he will be attending. As we head into the busy wedding season, there is a trend growing in popularity. Brides jumping into pools or any body of water in their gowns. But is this dangerous? Allison Hall tried it herself to find out.
It's a wedding tradition. Brides jumping into the water in their gowns after the reception. At this wedding, all the bridesmaids joined in, jumping off the diving board. These stunts are memorable, a highlight of the wedding, but can they be dangerous? Watch as a bride trips and falls before making it to the pier for her bridal plunge.
Want me to jump in after you?
This newlywed jumps as her groom waits in the water. Suddenly, things go wrong. She's pulled under by the weight of her waterlogged gown.
Find her! Grab the dress!
Jim Spears is a swim safety expert.
Is it a good idea to jump in a pool in a wedding dress?
It's not really a great idea because the wedding dress is heavy and the fabric can float up around your head and it can cover your head and you're going to feel like you're drowning.
I wanted to give it a try, so I put on a big, heavy wedding dress.
It is massive. There are so many layers. I don't know how I'm going to swim in this.
Not taking any chances, Jim was in the water watching me. Two lifeguards also stood by.
Two, one.
Time to take the plunge. The big, poofy skirt nearly swallows me.
I'm kicking. It's a lot of dress. The dress came under me and started getting tangled in my leg. It started to pull me under, so it's really important to move to the shallow end as quickly as possible.
The hardest part, getting out of the water in a sopping wet gown.
Whew, that is one soaking wet wedding dress.
And if you're going to take the plunge after saying I do, it is important to take precautions. Our expert says to always have spotters with their eyes on the bride and consider changing into a lighter dress before jumping in the water. We'll be back with more Inside Edition after this.
Next, the au pair love triangle.
The husband convicted of stabbing his wife to cover up an affair with the nanny learns his fate.
And trapped in a cave.
He couldn't move after finding himself wedged tightly between two boulders. What happened? How did you get stuck?
Inside Edition with Eva Pilgrim. We'll be right back.
Are you really buying a car online on AutoTrader right now?
Really? I can get super specific with dealer listings and see cars based on my budget.
Mom! You can really have it delivered.
Or pick it up.
Mommy, look!
I think your kid is walking up the slide.
Really?
AutoTrader. Buy your car online. Really?
Happy 250th birthday, America. I've decided to spend this semi-quincentennial as our founding fathers would have wanted me to, checking out the furniture America's waited 250 years for at Bob's Discount Furniture. At Bob's, I know I can find everything from ultra-comfy power reclining sofas with genuine leather seats and stylish dining sets with convenient lift-top storage to best-selling bedrooms with over 700 five-star reviews and a feature-packed pop-up sleeper sofa with built-in shelving, charging storage, and those signature Bobopedic seats. Because nothing is more American than a sofa that's a bed and a library and a closet. So, if you want to join me in decking out your house with the finest affordable furniture this 4th of July, why not stop in or shop online at Bob's Discount Furniture, where America shops for furniture.
He was convicted of murdering his wife and a stranger, all to cover up an affair with his au pair. Now it's sentencing day, and he spoke in court professing his innocence, but the judge wasn't having it, making sure he is locked up for the rest of his life.
The former IRS investigator convicted of murdering his wife and a stranger, all to cover up an affair with his au pair, insisted today he didn't do it.
I was found guilty of a crime that I did not commit.
In February 2023, cops were called to Brendan Banfield's suburban D.C. home where they discovered a gruesome scene.
Who shot who?
They were told that an intruder had stabbed Banfield's wife, Christine, to death.
Still breathing.
Still breathing?
The family's au pair told cops she saw the intruder stab 37-year-old Christine.
And he was saying, I'm gonna kill her, I'm gonna kill her.
But she later confessed that her story was a lie and that she was part of an elaborate conspiracy to kill Christine. Cops learned that Brendan Banfield had been having an affair with the nanny. She even posted photos of them together with his face hidden by emojis. In a dark and twisted plot, Brendan Banfield and the au pair set up a profile on a kinky dating site in his wife's name. 39-year-old Joseph Bryan responded to the invitation and was lured to the house. When he entered Christine's bedroom, Brendan Banfield burst in and shot him to death, then grabbed a knife and stabbed his wife to death.
Guilty of aggravated murder.
Banfield was found guilty in February. At his sentencing today, the judge ripped into him after he continued to insist he was innocent.
The disregard of the life of your wife, someone you supposedly loved, is almost unfathomable.
Then she handed down the sentence, and it could not be harsher.
I sentence you to life in the penitentiary for the rest of your natural life without the possibility of parole.
The au pair was sentenced to 10 years behind bars for her role in plotting the murder. We'll be back with much more Inside Edition after this.
Still to come, trapped in a cave.
He couldn't move after finding himself wedged tightly between two boulders.
What happened? How did you get stuck?
This guy may be giving a thumbs up, but you don't want to be in his situation. He went cave exploring and ended up stuck, wedged between giant rocks, leaving him unable to move for hours. He spoke with Stephen Fabian about how he got out.
He may be smiling, but trust me, you wouldn't want to be in his position. This cave explorer is trapped underground, wedged in tight between the rocks. He can't go forward, can't go back. It happened here at Merlin's Cave in upstate New York.
I was pinned at the upper chest right here.
Aiden Kaminer, says he's been in tight spots before, but this day was different.
What happened? How did you get stuck?
So I was tired. It had been a long weekend. This was the third cave that I'd gone into, and I'm not being as careful as maybe I could have been earlier. I slid down on the wet rock.
Fortunately for Aiden, he was with other cave explorers. His buddies located a pickaxe and a sledgehammer located in the cave for just such an emergency. How long were you in this particular cave?
This cave? Well, I was in there for 5 hours on purpose, 6 hours not on purpose.
Aiden's not scared away from caves. In fact, he says he's ready to go exploring again this weekend. And when we come back, mom's big surprise on the last day of school.
Are you really buying a car online on AutoTrader right now?
Really? I can get super specific with dealer listings and see cars based on my budget.
Mom!
You can really have it delivered.
Or pick it up.
Mommy, look!
I think your kid is walking up the slide.
Really?
AutoTrader. Buy your car online. Really?
Happy 250th birthday, America. I've decided to spend this semi-quincentennial as our founding fathers would have wanted me to, checking out the furniture America's waited 250 years for at Bob's Discount Furniture. At Bob's, I know I can find everything from ultra-comfy power reclining sofas with genuine leather seats and stylish dining sets with convenient lift-top storage to best-selling bedrooms with over 700 five-star reviews and a feature-packed pop-up sleeper sofa with built-in shelving, charging storage, and those signature Bobopedic seats. Because nothing is more American than a sofa that's a bed and a library and a closet. So, if you want to join me in decking out your house with the finest affordable furniture this 4th of July, why not stop in or shop online at Bob's Discount Furniture, where America shops for furniture.
Finally today, it's the last day of school, and Mom's going to pick up her son in one of the wackiest costumes you can imagine.
This mom's putting on a crazy costume to surprise her son on the last day of school, complete with crazy eyebrows.
Let's go prank Preston now.
She's the Dr. Seuss character, the Lorax, and she's striking a pose on the way to greet her son. So what will Preston think? He's out of there.
Someday he'll think that was cool, we think. See you back here next time.
The price of gas right now is crazy. No, it's not crazy? The price of Paramount Plus. Stream new series like Dutton Ranch, returning favorites like The Agency, and live sports like UFC. Paramount Plus, 99 cents per month for the first 2 months. Stream now.